Congratulations on the win.
Yep.
Unfortunately, first question, what happened to Chandler?
He got banged up. Twisted his ankle right there before the half. In fact, I was trying to get him out, and Daniel couldn't get to his helmet in time, and then he got banged in the thigh. He might have could have gone back in, but he was banged up. It wasn't a change of status or anything. It just – he was banged up, and I saw him limping, and I made a call on it. He wanted to go back in, and I just said, no, we'll go go with Daniel.
Looked like kind of a awkward third quarter, turnover. It looked like there was a conscious decision made at that point to put the game in the hands of the defense. Would that be accurate?
No. We're trying to move the ball. We're trying to move the ball and get first downs and end the game. I mean, the defense did an unbelievable job in the second half. I don't think you could play any better in the second half. But no, we didn't make a conscious decision at all to put it in the hands of the defense. We're trying to get first downs. We just couldn't do it. And then we turned the ball over three times in a row, I believe. Interception. I mean, so you turn it over. They turned it over back twice. But it just was one thing after another. So there was nothing conscious about, hey, man, we're trying to move the chains, get first downs. We were struggling doing it. But nothing conscious saying, hey, we're going to put it on the defense. It looked that way, but there was nothing to that.
I think there's one person that shined pretty bright out there tonight, Armstrong. I mean, I know that you expect him to do special things,
yeah.
But two sacks, I think 15, 16
yeah.
tackles, an interception.
Yeah.
That's just ridiculous.
Yeah, he played well. He played well. I tell you, again, he played great, but defensively in the second half as a unit was about as good a football as you can play in the second half, especially under the circumstances, situations they got put in repeatedly in the second half. So I was proud of the defense, obviously proud of Bryson. But I was really proud of the defense because we couldn't really get them off the field as much in the first half. And they weren't scoring. It was a little bit like last week as they were moving the ball and holding the ball, and we couldn't get them off the field. But I thought in the second half they did a fabulous job.